Okay, so welcome back. I am logged into my affiliatewp.com account, and I'm going to walk you through the installation process. I'm going to give you a quick overview, and then of course, in the next video, I'm going to complete the process. So first things first, we got affiliatewp. You click download, and right off the bat, you're going to see, if you get the pro add-ons, you're going to see all of the add-ons right here. Now, it's going to be tempting to want to download every single one of them, but I'm going to ask you to just pause a minute. So I'm going to download this. I'm going to install it by going to my WordPress dashboard like so. Click on upload, click on choose file, and choose the file and click on install now. And this will upload the plugin to this particular WordPress site and click on activate. Plugin. And there we go. By default, it's going to say there are currently no affiliatewp integrations enabled. If you're using affiliatewp without any integrations, you may disregard this message. So I'm going to click on dismiss notice because I'm going to walk you through. All right. So on the left-hand side is where you're going to see the affiliates. So you'll notice there is a button here that says affiliates. This is affiliatewp. So you're going to see overview, affiliates, referrals, payouts, visits, creatives, reports, tools, settings, and add-ons. So I'm going to click on affiliates overview. And this right here is basically the tracking from your standpoint as the product vendor. So that way you're able to see which affiliates are driving the most sales and all that. So the first step you want to take is to go to settings. And you want to take your license key that you get from your affiliatewp account, and you'll want to add it here and click activate license. Okay, so once you're done with that, you can go through the list. Now, I'm not going to do that now. I'm just going to walk you through and give you an overview. So overview just gives you an overview of the stats. If you click on affiliates, this will give you a list of your affiliates. So as you can see, you can add them manually one by one if you want to, or you can have them sign up via a form. So if you do that, you know, you add your username, login, and all that, you can do that manually. Now, I will say as a vendor, and if you can do more for the affiliate, like set them up and everything so that they don't have to figure anything out, the faster you can get them to get set up, start driving traffic, and start making sales, the faster you're going to be in profit. So you don't want to overwhelm the affiliate. You don't want to give them a negative first impression. So from experience, I will say that the more you can do for them, the better. So if you can manually set them up, that's better. All right. So let's scroll down here. So we have affiliates and then we have referrals. So we can see here that these are referrals. So you can add new. So affiliate. So the only time you would use this is if somebody bought something and the affiliate was not credited, or they bought something maybe over the phone or manually and the affiliate was not credited. So this would allow you to credit the affiliate to make sure that they get paid. So up here it says effortlessly pay your affiliates. With the payout service provided by affiliatewp, you can easily pay affiliates in 31 countries using any debit or credit card. So this is good to know that you can pay your affiliates automatically if you want to. Now scrolling down, we have payouts here. This allows you to pay your affiliates. So you're going to see the actual like referrals, how much money that you owe them, and all that. And you have visits, so you have an idea of who actually referred who and on what landing page did they refer them on and all that. So this is good information and reporting data for you. Now, if you click on creatives, this is basically like banner ads or anything that would help the affiliate promote your product. And I will say from experience, if you can provide them with, you know, creatives or anything that they can add to their website, then that's a big plus. Now, under reports, you can then, of course, see more reporting in terms of what's actually happening within your affiliate system, what's your conversion rate, who are your affiliates, what are your top affiliates, your payouts, maybe what are the top products, what are the top campaigns. And this is important to know. The more data that you have, the better, because then you can focus on the areas of your affiliate program that are actually converting. Under tools, you can see that you can export your affiliates to a CSV file. So let's say, for example, that you want to use, maybe export the affiliates and use something like ActiveCampaign to email your affiliates to keep them up to date. This allows you to do that since there's no built-in emailing system. So you can export referrals, export payouts, visits, settings, and all of that good stuff. So a lot of this stuff is good for tracking, but also good for you, especially during tax time. So we have API keys, we have recount stats, migration assistant. So a lot of this stuff you're not actually going to be using, mainly the export and import if you choose to do so. Otherwise, most of these you're not going to use. And of course, settings was where we entered our license, and there you can tweak some settings. We'll talk more about that in the next video. And then of course, add-ons. This is how you can install the add-ons. So if you go down here and you find an add-on that you like, let's say this one here, and you click on it, what it'll do is it'll just forward you to this site so that you can download it directly. So you just click download, and then you go through that screen. And then, of course, you go back to your website, you go to add new plugins, and you basically go through the same process of installing a new plugin. So these add-ons and these pro add-ons are plugins. So if you decide to use like 15 different add-ons, you're going to be utilizing 15 extra plugins. So bear in mind that you want to make sure that your affiliate program runs fast. So make sure that your web hosting company can handle a good amount of plugins. Typically, for the most part, if you can have anywhere under 15 or 20 or less, then that's good. But the moment you begin to add more and more plugins is the moment where your website begins to slow down. So with the add-ons, because you have the license key already activated, all you have to do is simply install the plugin, and that's it. And then what's going to happen here, I'm going to go and install this right now, and we click on activate plugin. So this was Zapier. If we scroll down to affiliates right here, and you go to settings and tools, you'll actually see the option for Zapier. So next step is I'm going to go through every single setting, and I'm going to show you what you need to do in terms of setting up the core, and then of course the settings for additional features.